And now, right across Australia, it's time for the House of Wellness. Sometimes I get a good feeling. The House of Wellness. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Yes, good morning, everyone. That good feeling you get is when you feel well. We help you get well, stay well, live well and look fabulous each Sunday morning right around the country in Melbourne, Sydney, Brisbane, Adelaide and Perth. Welcome to you one and all. It's Ed Phillips here for the House of Wellness across the Macquarie Network, joined today by the lovely Jo Stanley. Hello, Joey.
Oh, bonjour. Happy Bastille Day.
Oh, it is indeed. Hello. Croissant, yes. To you and to you, Gerald Quigley.
And crepe Suzette to both of you.
Oh, I could do that. That's the way to do a brekkie, a croissant with a little crepe. Straight afterwards.
Very nice. Some cheese. I'm mad for cheese.
Are we struggling off the wellness path here with this crazy kind of breakfast?
Absolutely not.
Okay, good. Because you've got to live a little bit too, don't you?
You absolutely must. Why not a baguette? Throw it in.
I love it. Guys, we're here today to cover stacks of stuff and also grab your input as well. 131873 from wherever you are. Any ailments, aches, pains, confusion around some sort of medication that perhaps isn't doing what you thought it might, or you're just after perhaps some different options. Our pharmacist and medical herbalist is standing by, and all our callers, of course, go in the draw for today's $100 gift voucher from Chemist Warehouse. It's the one number, 131873 from wherever you're joining us. All around the country. Now, we're in the depths of winter, and I guess skin cancer is not something we would tend to think about at this time of year, but we have the highest melanoma rates in the world, along with New Zealand, and dermatologists are currently issuing an urgent community plea to safeguard a lot of Aussie lives who are lost needlessly to this somewhat preventable disease, isn't it? It's the cancer that takes so many Aussie lives.
I was amazed that every 5 hours an Australian will die from melanoma. That's so much more extreme than I thought.
Absolutely.
And it's not something you read about much until someone important gets a melanoma. Mm. So some well-known person, suddenly it's in the news. Mm. And I think we've become very blasé about these things.
Certainly in winter.
Yeah. We'll delve into that a bit more in depth with Dr. Davis Francis from the College of Dermatologists. He'll join us next. We're also going to talk about wound awareness. Our ambassador, Professor Fiona Wood, famous professor who invented that spray on skin. She treated a lot of the Bali bombing victims back in early 2000s. She'll be joining us as well to chat about the Wound Awareness Week, which kicks off tomorrow. And also your compatriot, Luke Hines, will join us from the House of Wellness TV. Joe, and give us a preview of what's coming up today across our screens on Channel 7.
Yes, oh, it's a full show.
It's big with
a,
and busy.
With an amazing host, I might add.
Oh, stop it.
A to Z of vitamins today, what are we looking at?
We're going to look at the constant battle of cold sores, Ed. Those people who get them all the time and those who are lucky enough not to get them. And we've got some suggestions there.
Okay, fantastic. It is a crammed show and we'd love you to be a part of it as well from wherever you're listening around the country. 131873 is our number. You can listen online as well. houseofwellness.com.au is our website. There's an Ask tab there as well. If you click on that, Gerald's happy face will pop up too. So there's questions you can ask him and you can watch back great segments of the TV show as well and grab some of the delicious recipes put up there by Zoe Bingley-Pullen, our resident nutritionist and healthy chef as well. All covered for you Sunday morning. Hope you can stay with us across the hour.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings. The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Get fast-acting hay fever allergy relief with the new Purple Pack Telfast. Available now at Chemist Warehouse.
Well, are you looking to support your breast milk supply? Try Swiss Ultinatal Breastfeeding Support from Chemist Warehouse. A premium quality formula, it combines fenugreek, which is traditionally used in Western herbal medicine, to help increase breast milk production, and B-group vitamins to help reduce tiredness and fatigue. Always read the label and follow the directions for use. If symptoms persist, talk to your health professional. Supplements may only be of assistance if dietary intake is inadequate. At Chemist Warehouse, Swiss Ultinatal Breastfeeding Support 90 caps are just $20.49. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Good morning, everyone. Lovely to be with you right around the country. It's Ed Phillips, joined by Gerald Quigley and Joe Stanley. Guys, of course, we've known for decades the catchy little tune from Sid the Seagull. The slip, slop, slap message has been getting through to us for, since we were kids. Perhaps not you, Gerald, but since Joe and I were the young ones.
This is fun.
They've added to the slip, slop, slap, they've added slide as well, remember?
Yes,
so
have.
Slide is to slide on your sunnies. And while we tend to be pretty good at it, with an asterisk, in the summer months, we need to remember to protect our skin even in these cooler, more dreary parts of the year. In fact, as we're chatting about in the early break, skin cancer accounts for around 80% of new cancer diagnoses and takes a lot of young Australian lives in the 20 to 39-year-old age bracket. And this is why our health topic today is focused around melanoma awareness. And it's great to welcome Dr. David Francis with us from the Australasian College of Dermatologists to the show. G'day, Doc.
G'day, Ed, Gerald and Joe. How are you?
Nice to have you with us. We were pondering why it's something we should be, I think, concentrating on in July, in the coldest months of the year. But it's very prevalent year-round, isn't it?
Yeah, the sun exposure that we get in Australia is very high. As you know, we've got the highest rate of skin cancer in the world. And what we're trying to do is just make people aware that during the winter months, there's still plenty of sun exposure around. And that you need to do those normal sun protection things of, you know, hat, sunscreen, clothes are the best protection, and reapply your sunscreen if you're swimming or sweating on the areas you can't cover up.
Now, of course, early detection is the key with all cancers, but particularly with melanoma because it is so preventable. What sort of surveillance are we looking for? How often should we be checking our skins?
Look, I think it's good if you're comfortable with your own skin that you notice things on your own skin that may be changing or growing or bleeding or irritated or a spot that has been persistent for a while. Probably every couple of months in your own bathrooms a reasonable thing, but certainly, I mean, ideally once a year at your specialist dermatologist.
And it's a wonderful thing you can do as a partnership, David, can't you? You can inspect each other. David, what about, I'm always puzzled about sometimes people find and are advised they've got a melanoma in a spot that really never sees the sun. So it might be between one's toes or between your butt cheeks or something. You know, there's just, why does that happen?
Yeah, so we think sun exposure is very important with the occurrence of melanoma, but obviously there are some areas, the sole of the feet, in the scalp, as you say, in other areas, you get melanoma. So those ones are clearly not related to sun exposure in most cases. Okay. But a lot of the more melanomas that we see have a deal of involvement with sun exposure, particularly in younger people. And one of the things we're trying to get across from the Australasian College of Dermatologists is that even it's the sun exposure you get as a younger person that then goes on to give you problems later, not just melanoma, but all the other forms of skin cancer.
Okay.
Why is it that so many young people are affected by skin cancer?
Well, we think the reason here in Australia, again, is that we have this great amount of UV radiation. We're very aware of it in Australia as well, but if you compare the amount of sunlight hours in Australia to say, for instance, in parts of Europe, it's a huge difference, and that also promotes us to go out in the sun a lot, you know, to play golf, go surfing, sailing, etc. So it's sort of a double whammy. We've got lots of sun exposure, and that makes you want to go out in it because it's what we do.
Sure, yes.
And at this time of year, I think we crave the sunlight, but that doesn't mean you should not protect your skin with a really good quality SPF.
Yeah, and there's definitely, obviously, health important health things that happen with the sun, your vitamin D for your bones and all the rest of it. But it's, you know, everything in moderation, including moderation. So
sure.
going out in the sun in the middle of the day without sun protection, without reapplying your sunscreen if you're swimming or sweating, we're trying to get across, you still need to protect yourself and be sensible.
David, with do you think we've become blasé, a bit like smoking? You know, we've become blasé about the risks, so we've almost got to reinvent the wheel in some ways, haven't we?
Yeah, I agree, because you hear about it all the time. And you know, people are saying you shouldn't do this and you shouldn't do that, particularly in the your teenage years when you're pretty reactive to that sort of thing. But look, as you know from the figures reasonably recently released, there's 14 or 15,000 new cases of melanoma a year. There's unfortunately about 1,700 deaths per year from melanoma. So, you know, it's really important.
Also, I think it would be wonderful for people to understand that there are two types of melanomas. And I know that for younger people, you assume, oh, if I get a melanoma, I can just cut it out and I'll be fine. But actually, the more serious melanoma, that is not the case. Can you explain the difference for us?
Yeah, this is part of our message, an important part of the message, that mostly melanoma starts very superficially, either on the skin or in a previous mole. So if you get it in the very early stages, what we call, for instance, level one, and it's removed, there's about a 99% five-year cure rate with no problems. Unfortunately, if that melanoma becomes deeper, let's say to level four, which means it goes deeper into the skin, there's a plummet in the survival rate 5 years later. And, you know, there's outcomes, including death, obviously, apart from, you know, surgery, radiation therapy, blah, blah, blah. So.
Sure.
Okay, so,
apathy is a real worry, I think.
So first steps, David, you're saying we need checkups certainly once every year, but every couple of months, our own self-checks as well. First step for everyone listening, find a dermatologist. Is that a great way to kick things off?
Yes, it is. I mean, obviously, as a specialist dermatologist from the College of Dermatologists, we're extensively trained over many years, multiple exams, et cetera, et cetera. The traditional pathway is through your family GP. Obviously, some people go to the GPs that have set up skin cancer clinics, and then both those groups know there's an appropriate time to send you on to the specialist dermatologist. I mean, these days, a lot of people, for instance, in Queensland, where I'm from, do have a specialist dermatologist, like you have a dentist or someone else. That's somebody they come and see me once a year for a checkup, review their moles, see if anything needs to be done. And that's part of the whole sun protection and skin cancer awareness story.
All righty. Great advice. Appreciate your time this morning, David. Nice to have you with us on the House of Wellness. Dr. David Francis, there, President of the Australasian College of Dermatologists, with some very timely advice and recommendations, even though we are in the grips of winter. Check your skin. Do it regularly as well. Let's take a little break. When we come back, plenty of your calls lined up. We're going to get to them after this on the House of Wellness.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Get fast-acting hay fever allergy relief with the new Purple Pack Telfast, available now at Chemist Warehouse.
Now, unless you plan to star in the remake of The Godfather this winter, the last thing you want is a sore throat, right? So make the first thing you reach for Betadine, ready-to-use sore throat gargle. The number one sore throat range in Australia, it kills the bacteria that may cause a sore throat within 30 seconds. And for fast relief, on the go, try Betadine Anesthetic Lozenges. Find the Betadine range at Chemist Warehouse from just $8.39. Now, this medicine may not be right for you. Read the label before purchase, follow the directions for use, and if symptoms persist, talk to your health professional. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia, thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
And we have pharmacist and medical herbalist Gerald Quigley standing by for your calls, 131873. John, good morning. We're coming to you first up.
Good morning.
Hello, John. How can we help?
Mr. Quigley, how are you?
Very well, thank you.
Good. A couple of weeks ago on the program, you were talking about people, men with prostate cancer, go to the toilet half a dozen times a night.
Yeah, we were talking more, John, about an enlarged prostate, which may or may not be involved with prostate cancer. But did you have a question about that enlarged prostate,
well,
John?
Well, you mentioned a herb that one could take, which would maybe ease it off a bit.
Has two names, John, or one name with two bits. It's called Saw Palmito, S-A-W, first word.
F-A-W? And
and Palmito, as in palm, P-A-L-M, and then E-T-T-O. Now, your pharmacist has a combination of that and lycopene, which is the red in tomato, and some grape seed and some nettle and some zinc. And those combinations are available in a one-a-day capsule, John, that your pharmacist will have.
Okay, good luck with that. Let's get to many of your calls, as many as we can this morning. Kay's in Carrington Bar. Hello, let's come to you. Welcome, Kay.
Oh, good morning, guys. Hello, Gerald, Kate. I was just, I have osteoporosis and osteoarthritis.
Yes.
And it's just getting worse. The pain is constant. My rheumatologist hesitated about putting me on prednisone, so I just take Panadol 4 times a day. Mm-hmm. And I also take Arbor Vitae, which is wonderful, and krill oil.
That's making a difference, which is good.
The Arbor Vitae is, yes, but I still, the pain during the night, it wakes me, and it's just, the other day I couldn't even make a fist. You know?
The the paracetamol, Kay, I think we can do better.
Yes.
And you hear me talking and they smile here when I talk about turmeric and they roll their eyes. But really, turmeric is an amazing herb which is anti-inflammatory, and all those things end in itis, Kay. Now, that means inflammation. So you eat plenty of green leafy vegetables.
Gerald, I don't mean to interrupt you, but I can't take turmeric or curcumin. It upsets my stomach.
Depends on what you take. So what you need is a bioavailable turmeric, Kay, and there are some brands better than others. If you could drop me an email, I will specify the brand that I haven't seen any gut issues associated with. You could also add some magnesium that could help you sleep at night time and keep up your other things. But fish 2 or 3 times a week, plenty of green leafy vegetables. These are anti-inflammatory foods, and they have to be something that you look at every day.
Now, to email Gerald, it's just a couple of clicks, right? We go to our website, houseofwellness.com.au. There's an Ask tab at the top of the first page that you get to there. Click the Ask tab, and that gets you straight through to Gerald, who can see any of your further queries, and he can sort that out for you, okay? 131873 is our number. Veronica in Toongabie, good morning. You're on the House of Wellness, Veronica.
Hey, Veronica.
My son takes warfarin and has for years.
Yes.
Now, he can't use Voltaren, but can he use Arnica or something else?
He can certainly use Arnica, Veronica, and he can certainly use turmeric. Now, not all turmeric extracts are the same, so perhaps he needs to clarify that with his pharmacist. There is an arm's length possibility that turmeric may interfere with warfarin. It certainly can happen in a test tube. But as I said, your pharmacist will be experienced in the brands, and if he or she doesn't have the confidence to recommend a brand, go to the houseofwellness.com.au and I will specify exactly what he can take to ease his aches and pains.
And when you say it's bioavailable, what does that technically mean?
Means that, Ed, that you you take it in a supplement form, it gets into your bloodstream quickly and efficiently. It's an oil-soluble herb, so that's why we put it into stews and casseroles, Joe, to make the oil to help the absorption. However, we can't eat enough to make a significant difference where you've got ongoing muscle pain.
And when it's going straight to your bloodstream, that means it's easier on your tummy.
Yes, it does. And it gets to the sites of inflammation, which in both the previous callers, obviously is a bit of a thing interfering with their quality of life. So we need to change that.
Yes, poor Kay.
Yes.
All our callers today are going to get themselves in the running for this $100 gift voucher, which we'll announce at the end of the show. Courtesy of Chemist Warehouse, yours to go and spend at any one of the 400-plus Chemist Warehouse stores around the country. Let's come to Elizabeth now in Booker Bay. We're standing by for you, Elizabeth. Elizabeth, good morning.
Good morning. My husband has bad arthritis, but he had a bad fall this week, and he ended up in hospital. Mm-hmm. And they told him there's a bit of calcification on his spine where he hurt. But he takes vitamin D3, osteolim 1000. But we were reading where it says you're supposed to take it with K2. And I'm not sure, is he safe taking that?
Yes, he is, Elizabeth. We're doing a lot of work currently on vitamin K2. It is a specific part of vitamin K, Joe, that directs calcium into bones and away from blood vessels. If you have calcium as a supplement, Elizabeth, and if he does, look, it's fairly controversial at the moment, but there is a suspicion that high calcium supplement intake puts pressure on your ability to absorb, there's that word again, Ed, absorb all the calcium. If it comes out of solution, it can cause, we think, a problem in blood vessels. And K2 will minimise that. You can get them together, Elizabeth. D3 and K2 are often combined in a capsule. Your pharmacy will have them, and the usual dose is just one per day.
Good luck, Elizabeth. Thank you so much for your call. You're in the draw for our $100 gift voucher from Chemist Warehouse, and all our callers today are eligible for that. 131873 is our number around the country. A to Z of Vitamins time, Gerald. Cold sores are a year-round concern. You've got some suggestions for our listeners.
They are, Ed, and look, it's all about balance. There's an amino acid in our body called arginine, and it also is contained, Joe, in foods like chocolate and nuts.
All good ones.
But if you are prone to cold sores, you have too much arginine in your body, and you can offset that with lysine. Now, lysine's an amino acid, classic amino acid, to reduce the incidence of cold sores. Sadly, there are people who lurch from cold sore to cold sore. We've all got friends.
Is it when they're run down?
Run down, dry skin, dry lips. So sunshine, freezing cold, stress, all of those things, people can often wake up in the morning with a cold sore.
Mm.
And there are products around that we're told, take it at the first tingle. Well, if you're sound asleep, you don't feel the tingle.
No.
So lysine as a supplement is absolutely imperative once a day to prevent, maybe two, twice a day, three times a day to treat and whack it on the head, particularly if you've got some zinc in it, some vitamin C. And some of the better formulations have astragalus, which is immune booster.
And so are there foods that we should be avoiding if we're prone to cold sores?
And we just spoke about them, chocolate nuts.
Oh, that's heartbreaking. Damn.
Well, it is. And anyone who wants to donate them, just drop them around to Joe's house and we can sure. look after them. But you, even that slight variation in your nut and chocolate intake can often make a big difference to whether you get cold sores or not.
Fascinating. All right. The A to Z of Vitamins today brought to us by Ethical Nutrients, creators of premium quality natural medicines that speak your body's language. 131873 is our number here at the House of Wellness with you every Sunday morning, of course. Tamara, coming to you in Homebush, you've got a question for Gerald and Joe. Hi, Tamara.
Hi, Gerald.
Hello, Tamara.
Sorry, it's Tamara.
Okay. Hi, Tamara.
Gotcha.
But,
good.
But my sister had influenza B, and of course my grandma was on standby and bought her these vitamin C lollies. I was wondering if those actually helped or was it just time?
Look, it's a combination of things, Tamara, and where would we be without grandmas?
Mm.
Tamara, the important, and how old are you, Tamara?
I'm 10.
Well, thank you for calling and thank you.
You're beautiful, Tamara, and for your concern for your sister.
I think that's what sisterly love is all about. Look, the vitamin C is probably not going to make, in those lollies, Tamara, much difference. The important thing that you need to do and grandma needs to do is make sure you wash your hands before you eat. Keep lots of fresh air in your sister's room. Look after her and you'll find she will recover fairly quickly with a little bit of support. Lots of warm foods, soup and things like that. Look, chicken soup, ideal. It's an ideal way to get over
food. It's not an old wives' tale, is it? It really does have a lot of powerful ingredients.
It certainly does. Mm. Tamara, so look, if I reassured you, but you know, if you like those vitamin C lollies, you can pinch a few. Your sister won't mind.
Absolutely. Thanks for your call. We'll take more after the break. 131873 is our number. Wound Awareness Week kicks off tomorrow. We'll chat with a wonderful ambassador, Professor Fiona Wood, after this quick break here on the House of Wellness.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Get fast-acting hay fever allergy relief with the new Purple Pack Telfast, available now at Chemist Warehouse.
Well, if a chesty cough leaves you hiding away over winter, seek out relief with Durotus Chesty Fort Liquid from Chemist Warehouse. Its double-action formula helps to break down mucus and clear chest congestion. Right now, Durotus Chesty Fort Liquid is just $9.99 at Chemist Warehouse. Now, this medicine may not be right for you. Read the label before purchase, follow the directions for use, and if symptoms persist, talk to your health professional. Get back in the game with Durotus, number one in Chemist Warehouse for chesty coughs. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia, thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Our experts are here for you each Sunday morning. 131873 is our number from wherever you're listening around the country. Love to hear from you. 131873. Now, guys, let's turn our attention to kind of a silent agony for so many Australians. 500,000 Aussies on any given day could be suffering in silence because of their chronic wounds. Each year, some $3 billion is spent on wound treatment in hospitals and aged care facilities. facilities, by the way. So our Wound Awareness Week ambassador is the perfect one to talk to. Professor Fiona Wood is urging everyone to embrace a theme of let's talk about wounds during this year's Wound Awareness Week. It runs from tomorrow through to Sunday, July 21. Now, you might know of Professor Wood's work. She first stepped into the national and international spotlight, in fact, when she saved the lives of some 28 patients with horrific burns to over 90% of their bodies in the Bali nightclub bombings, and also helped treat patients with their injuries from the Garuda Indonesia flight that killed some 20 people. Now, Professor Wood went on to develop that groundbreaking spray-on skin that's now ubiquitous around the world. It uses small amounts of healthy skin mixed in with an enzyme, and that helps to treat burn victims and reduce the scarring as well. It's used worldwide now and has saved, of course, countless patients, and we're happy to say she's with us on the line today. Professor Fiona Wood, good morning to you.
Good morning to you as well.
Lovely to speak with you. Why is it hard for people to talk about this topic, and why are we urging people to talk about wounds in the coming 7 days?
I think it's awareness that a small problem treated early really can avoid a big problem that is much more difficult and complex to deal with. So it's not just the waiting in suffering in silence. It's actually looking at something that may be trivial, a small wound, particularly the vulnerable, on the old elderly, on if you're overweight or a smoker, diabetic, all those things impact on your ability to heal. And a small wound, you know, don't ignore it. And if, you know, the days go by, it doesn't get better, then go and seek help from the health professionals, because otherwise you can get down the rabbit hole you described, where, you know, significant number of people have these wounds that they're ignoring, or and then they start to smell and become painful, and they just get housebound, and it spirals out of control. So what we're saying is prevention better than cure, absolutely. Early attention means a small problem rather than a large problem. And then if you are in that sort of large problem situation, there is a lot you can do, and you need to connect with people. But it does get very hard, those chronic wounds, and sometimes they last for years.
You know, Fiona, this is an illuminating conversation for me, because I suppose I wasn't really aware of it. So I'm glad we're talking about wounds. As a family member who may have someone who is prone, who's in those categories that you mentioned, what should I be looking out for?
Well, a small injury, most of the time our skin has a great capacity to heal and repair itself. But it should be getting better day by day. If, you know, increasing pain, increasing redness, increasing swelling, are all red flags. That means things aren't going the right way and you need help. So it's, you know, how long has that been there? You know, grandma. Does it hurt more than it did last week? Oh, it looks a little bit different. You know, open up the conversation. Don't sweep it under the carpet. You know, so that, I'm a great believer in stoic, you know, being that sort of, oh, it'll be right. But you know, you need to temper it with a good common sense. Yeah, it'll be right, and it's months have ticked by. It's not going to be right.
Sure. Fiona, you just, a fascinating phrase. You said that these things should be getting better day by day. Pharmacists see leg ulcers and diabetic ulcers and all sorts of things constantly. And it is an ongoing concern of mine that sometimes we see very little improvement, sometimes for months. At what stage should the system be held to account where you say, right, the regular dressings, whatever, they're not making much difference. How do I get to see a wound care specialist that can help me get this thing resolved once and for all? How long should we let things go?
Well, I think that's a very, very interesting question, because all too often as well in this situation, we focus on the wound. Mm-hmm. And I am in my space where I treat skin from burn injuries. Mm-hmm. We take the step back and look at the individual.
Sure.
We treat the whole person. And I absolutely know that as you get older, burns and age don't mix well. And so we have to adjust our treatments accordingly. I know things like nutrition, absolutely fundamentally important. Diabetic control, absolutely fundamentally important. Mm-hmm. Weight, exercise, you know, smoking, all these things are things you can do to address the whole person, and then you focus on the wound. Because sometimes, you know, with all the best will in the world, if with all the best dressings, and you can't actually ignore the person behind that wound, and you've got to give them every opportunity to be the best they can be from the physiological and the wellness perspective. So there's two aspects. But then, answering your question, how long do you bat away? Well, I think that's, you know, I would have said, if you're looking at 6 weeks, you know, and you're still batting away, then you need to escalate. Okay. Because you know, it's getting the right person to the right person at the right time, isn't it?
With
the,
right.
You know, not everybody needs the top end, whiz bang new dressing.
No.
At all. But we need to work out how do we get the right person into the right place in the system. Is that what, that's what you're asking? And so I reckon a wound getting better, a couple of weeks, 3 weeks, 4 weeks, good, no drama. Well, 6 weeks, I'd be starting to raise the flag. What else can I do here? And you know, how do I connect with a specialist in this field? Because by the time, you know, it takes a few weeks to get that organised and all. So I would have thought, you know, somewhere between 1 or 2 months, you're really thinking, you don't want this to be there months, years, etc. So trying to get in there early.
Yep.
Fiona, it saddens me to think that there are people suffering in silence because they don't feel like their wound is worth speaking about or worth pursuing, and that they're in pain. And tell me, what is the toll for that person financially, personally, emotionally? What kind of toll does it take?
Well, I think it can be quite debilitating from a psychological perspective to have, you know, a problem that's just grinding on. You know, and it can get a bit smelly, and that often keeps people a bit embarrassed by that. I think, everybody must be able to smell this, and so they stay home so that they limit their capacity to improve because they no longer walk to the shops or walk around the park or whatever it may be. And certainly, you know, exercise and you know, walking makes it, you know, it can help everyone, and so mentally as well as physically. So you've got that side of things and the pain. And then, well, how do I get the dressings, and what dressings do I have? And so some of these things can be very costly and not always the right one at the right time, you know. So it can be a little bit of a waste as well, which is a real shame, like you say.
Yes. Fiona, and it's been fascinating speaking with you, but I guess one of the messages today is that if we've got Grandma, Auntie Flo, Uncle Jack, who have had some sort of wound that has not healed, and they're very stoic, they don't want to be a burden to anybody, so they just put up with it. We're looking to help their nutrition, because healing starts from inside, and monitor constantly and encourage them to take it further if there's no significant improvement over, say, a six-week period. Is that a fair summary?
I think that's, absolutely, yes.
All righty. If there's more info that you'd like, there's a couple of websites, woundaware.com.au for more information about Wound Awareness Week. It starts tomorrow, runs until next Sunday. And for more info on wounds in general and their treatment, the Wounds Australia website is the one to head to, woundsaustralia.com.au, the simple first step, a couple of clicks away for some more information. Lovely to chat with you, Professor. We appreciate your time this Sunday morning.
Well, thank you very much indeed for being wound aware. Thank you.
Thank you for spreading the message. Professor Fiona Wood there, here on the House of Wellness. Stay with us. Plenty more to come. We're going to find out what's on the TV version of the show. Luke Hines joins us after this on the House of Wellness.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Get fast-acting hay fever allergy relief with the new Purple Pack Telfast, available now at Chemist Warehouse.
Across the country every Sunday morning, we're here for you for the House of Wellness. Covered some really important stuff today. Earlier, we spoke with Dr. David Francis, President of the Australasian College of Dermatologists, about melanoma and skin cancer awareness, still vitally important even through the winter months. And just loved our chat with Professor Fiona Wood just then about Wound Awareness Week. It starts tomorrow. The website you need to look at is woundaware.com.au to find out a little bit more information. And we loved her manner and her overall intelligence.
She's just an inspiration, that woman.
And what a classic phrase. Don't worry too much about the wound. Look at the person. Look at the person with the wound. I use the word stoic there. I can't get over how many people put up with a non-healing leg ulcer for month after month after month, and it just frustrates the living daylights
out. I'm assuming too, Gerald, that there's a huge propensity for reliance on painkillers in that instance, which can be very damaging.
The whole opioid things come in and they don't help. Nutrition, fundamental, as Fiona said, people with leg wounds don't look after themselves well, particularly if they're on their own, and the whole thing becomes a pathway to a disaster.
Oh, it's awful.
And to put a monetary value against it, there's been some figures touted as well, Gerald.
Hundreds of thousands per patient because of non-resolving wounds in dressings and consultations. We can do a lot, and we're very blasé about a wound in the lower leg that does not heal. We just say, it'll be okay. Put a Band-Aid on it. That's bad.
All right. If you're in that category, woundaware.com.au is the website to head for to find out some more info about Wound Awareness Week. It's a really good one. Luke Hines is on your TV along with Joe Stanley and the rest of the gang for House of Wellness on Channel 7 a little later today. And he's with us on the line. Morning, buddy.
Good morning, guys. I hope you're having a great show today.
Thank you. It feels pretty good. I can't take full credit, but about 70% feels fair.
Okay.
I love it. Now, guys, we have an absolutely jam-packed show for you this weekend. And I got to say what a joy it was to have a guest host while Luke Darcy was away in Bianca Chatfield.
No, isn't she awesome? Mm. Former netball star. Yeah.
But what about Joe Stanley?
Joe Stanley. I mean, you can't beat Joe Stanley, let's be honest.
Well, she would beat me, let me tell you. Bianca Chatfield, she's a statuesque woman, and what an athlete.
Now, what an athlete indeed. She actually takes the St Kilda Football Club boys through their paces with an extend bar class.
Oh, right, okay.
Yeah, I think Geelong did that last night, actually.
It's unkind to be amused by two very, very athletic men struggle through a class that they had dismissed, because I think people think that something like extend bar is just, you know, prancing around and, you know, pointing your toes. But it is very, very difficult.
Oh. They certainly saw how tough it can be on their core. Now, I particularly loved your chat with Michael Mosley this week, Joe. Can you tell us a little bit more about what you chatted in regards to the 5-2 diet?
Well, Dr. Michael Mosley is famous for making the 5-2 diet available to all of us and has changed lives around the world. I love the 5-2 diet, the intermittent fasting, but he also has this new book out, The Fast 800, which is about limiting your calories to 800 for about 2 weeks to induce rapid weight loss, and he has put his diabetes 2 into remission for that. So it's a fairly controversial conversation around that, but he brings an incredible fact, Ed, around why we are all attracted to, crave junk food, high sugar foods, and that is harking back to the very first food that we ate, breast milk.
Yes, which is sweet.
Manufacturers know that.
Yes.
We are manipulated, Ed.
What's fascinating with Michael is that he is happy to be his own guinea pig, isn't he? He says, righto, if this is the theory, let's try it on me.
He really is a self-experimenter, which is, I think, very courageous.
Reminds me a little bit of Beaker from The Muppets, who was always forced to take those crazy potions with Professor Honeydew. But along those lines, you know where I'm going. Hinesy, we'll see you and the team from around midday on our screens across the channels of 7. Thanks, mate. We'll catch up with you next week.
Have a good weekend, guys.
Just about done for our show, but some great calls today. Who's in line for the $100 gift voucher, Gerald?
The winner today is Kay, who probably represents a lot of people today in the aches and pains and arthritis and osteoarthritis. So, Kay, you are the winner of the $100 gift voucher from Chemist Warehouse. Congratulations, and we hope it will ease the pain.
Thank you to both you, Gerald, and you, Joe, for the fabulous hour, guys. And we're done for this Sunday. We'll catch you again same time next week. Enjoy the rest of your weekend, everybody, from the House of Wellness.